DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
IALPA is recommending acceptance of Labour Court proposals that include a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over 4 years. A ballot on the proposals began on Thursday and the results are expected today around midday. And Michael Doherty, Professor of Employment Law at Maynooth University, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Michael. In your view, is this kind of a done deal at this stage?
Morning, Ciara. Unfortunately, it's not. I mean, it's not a done deal really until we see the results of the ballot. I think when the deal was announced, and it was particularly when it was recommended by the union executive, we all thought, okay, well, this is the end of it, or that was the perception certainly out there. But we have had situations before where unions have recommended deals to their members and the members have not accepted them. So it's not a done deal just yet. I guess we'll know for sure in a few hours' time.
So we can't presume there will be white smoke. Obviously, there has been some pushback or some murmurings about the changes in kind of summertime rosters and flexibility that has, I suppose, that the Labour Court put in place along with the offer of increased pay. Could that be the stumbling block? Are we actually saying that we could see more travel disruption as a potential?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overstate this, but, you know, the nature of any deal like this is that neither side gets fully what they want. So the pilots, you know, have were looking for a higher figure. They've accepted a lower figure. The company was looking for some flexibility. It has got some in terms of this rostering arrangement and so on. So, you know, both sides have got something. Again, I don't want to be the prophet of doom here, but round about exactly this time last year, cabin crew actually had a deal on the table, which was recommended by their union, which they did not accept. And it took another few months to sort that out. Now, that was a different dispute. It hadn't got as far as this one, if you like. There hadn't been industrial action or anything like that. But it's just a cautionary, you know, example.
All right.
Nothing is done until all of the T's are crossed.
I hear what you're saying, Michael. Don't count our chickens just yet. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning on that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.